Jalo.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh. Hello, hello.
What's up?
All right, ladies.
Oh, this is official.
Yeah, we're gonna do better this time. Can Marina hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, so welcome to X's and O's.
X's and O's.
X's and O's.
Okay, damn, dude.
So I'm Sukaina, but y'all can call me Suki.
Oh, I'm Alyssa.
And
And y'all can call her Alyssa.
yeah, just Alyssa.
I
And I'm Marina, the midget of the group.
think you can see that, but that's okay. I'm glad that that's the introduction you went with.
Sorry.
I love that. So I'm really excited to be recording this with you guys. You guys are such a good time, and I think everyone else is going to enjoy this just as much as I enjoy our talks.
Thanks.
Hopefully. Hopefully they see our
So
humor.
probably not. They're probably going to think we're assholes, but I'm okay with that. We're going to, like, if this at least hits one person and it makes them smile or laugh a little bit, I'm cool with that.
Yes.
So I think our first topic is going to be, can guys make it out of the friend zone? Yes or no? If so, why? If not, why?
I guess I'll go first.
I'm sorry,
Honestly,
who's speaking right now?
Nina?
The midget?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I feel like honestly, it just depends on the scenario as well. But after, if you've been my friend for like more than a year, probably not. Like you're kind of just stuck there, to be completely honest. I don't think there's like really a way out of that. But and that whole like, because there's a reason why I talked to you in the first place. Like, no offense, but I'm not really looking for like a guy friend, you know? But
Facts.
it always just ha like it happens like out of the blue, or like you meet them through somebody else that's already been friends with them, like whatever, whatever, right? But I feel like more than a year, probably not. I feel like you're just there. What about y'all?
I'm gonna personally, oh, go
go
ahead,
ahead,
go ahead.
Alyssa. No, actually, go ahead.
No, I feel like, yeah, to I mean, you have a point. After 3 years, 2 years, whatever, yeah, there's no way, because you know you see them like family. But at the same time, I feel like you can, especially if the relationship is fresh. Yeah, you can work your way up. I don't see why not.
I'm gonna go with a solid no. Absolutely not. I feel like once I put you in the friend zone, like, I'm done. You're not coming out of that place. Like, you're my friend. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just feel like for me, like I said, because we've had this conversation prior, like, I just feel like within the first like 15 minutes, I already know if you're gonna be in the friend zone or not. You know what I mean? I mean, you can kind of shift it a little bit through conversation. Like, you might be able to shift my mind a little bit, but like, automatically, as soon as I put you in the friend zone, you're a friend to me and it's not going anywhere else. But I feel like for guys, it's a little bit different. For guys, it's a little bit different. Like, I feel like girls can get out the friend zone with men.
Yeah, I agree to a certain aspect of that. I mean, I agree with both of y'all, but it is 100% different for guys, because the whole guys and girls can be friends thing, I feel like for us, yeah, it can be, because we I feel like us as like women, like we have a lot of like love to give, I guess. But men don't. They honestly, they really don't. They I feel
Michelle,
like
what do you think?
and I feel like a lot of guys, like when they talk to a female, like it's not necessarily like, oh, I want them to be my friend.
Yeah.
Always like, okay, I
Can't
see
get that.
and I want to pursue it. It's not, I don't think a man, I mean, I could be wrong. We would probably
Okay.
the guys.
No, I feel like men are just like inherently like sexual beings, so like I feel like they'll take a friend out of the friend zone for, you know, an experience. Like, they'll 100% do it. Like, there's no fucking way. Like, you know.
Yeah.
So Yeah, no, men and women can't be friends. Well, they can be, but like it's like a one-sided friendship, let's be for real, 'cause like for them they'll risk the friendship.
Oh no, 1,000%.
Yeah.
But it also just depends on like the scenario as well, because I mean, from what I get, like on your side of it, there is also a side of it where like men are actually like they only see you as a friend. Because
Yeah.
there's a lot of guys that you'll meet that is like not physically attracted, sorry, to you, but
Yeah.
like they're really like not, I wouldn't say necessarily like the word attracted, like towards like the way you talk, the way you hang out with them, like you know,
Yeah.
there's a lot of guys that will literally look at a female and be like, oh, that's one of the guys, like
Yeah,
that's my homie. Yeah.
yeah, like they won't look at her and be like, oh, well, there's a possibility, blah blah blah. I mean, there is a lot of guys that literally will get down with a fucking homeless chick, but like there's a
I
majority of the
99% of them are getting
yeah,
down
like
with homeless chicks.
nah, especially for if we're speaking about like physically, like guys will do anything to you know get what they need, but at the same time, I feel like there are a lot of guys that will be like, okay, I like Alyssa said, like that's one of my homies, you know, like I would fucking never do that shit, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the guy friends that I have, like, we keep it pretty raw with each other, you know what I mean? And there's one that I specifically think of every time when I think about men and women having friendships. And he always tells me it's like not even possible, like, because any one of your guy friends would sleep with you tomorrow if you asked them, like, you know?
Yeah.
And he even says, even myself including, like, like if given the opportunity, I'm gonna take it. So like those are the kind of people that I like think of when I have these thoughts of like, can men and women be friends? Because who's more of a perfect example of a man than like a 30-something-year-old male that's been like, you know, doing his thing for the last like 15 years, you know? He's been living his best life, you know?
I don't know, 'cause there's a lot of young guys too, honestly, like I've met a lot of people that are like in their 30s, like late 20s, and honestly they're just trying to still have a good time, like they haven't grown out of it.
Facts.
But there's like people barely turn 21 and they're like, oh, I'm just trying to get married, like da da da, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I was the same way. I was the same way at
It just
18, 19.
yeah, it just depends on like the mindset of the guy too, 'cause like I said, if you're meeting this person like in like a environment where there's just partying, you know, dancing, all that type of stuff, then definitely not. The guys that and honestly girls that go there are really looking for just one thing, and that's just to go home with somebody. But if you meet somebody like respectful place, honestly, like I feel like then yeah, maybe out of it like you can create like a bond, like a friendship, and then you know, see where it goes from there. Because I'm not gonna lie, like you're not gonna meet a good guy. I mean, you probably could, but it's like very rare to meet somebody at like a club in a bar and like
Wait, I mean, like, I yeah, I can kind of see that, but like, just like, I'm walking in there, I'm a good person, you know what I mean? What, like, so I'm hoping maybe there's another person that lives a similar lifestyle to me where they're good people, but this is what they're, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, they do this to like blow off steam. They're not going there with the intentions of like hooking up or linking with someone, you know?
100%, there's like people definitely, but I'm saying it honestly, if you really think about it, like fact wise, it's rare. Like
Yeah.
it's rare to find somebody that's looking for like has good intentions and blah blah blah. Like because it's different to say like, oh well, I think this, I think that.
I fucking know,
Not
bro.
a lot of
It's
people think
an
the way
illness.
you think. You know what I mean?
I know, I call this mental illness where I just believe everyone should be on the same fucking page, bro. Is that so much to ask for? Can we all just have some common sense here, people?
What do you think, Alyssa?
Yeah, you've been real quiet.
I'm just listening. Y'all keep going. I'm just listening. Y'all, yeah.
No, like, what's your input though? Like, do you feel
Yeah, are we making any valid points?
like, what's your
Are,
input?
I think, I mean, back on topic,
Oh yeah, we've gotten
I
so
still
far off.
think that a guy can work his way up if it's been, you know, fresh, but I think it really depends on their personality. And that you don't really get to know until like over time.
But I feel like you can build a friendship with someone you're dating. Like, I can become friends with my man. You know what I'm trying to say? But I
Yeah.
can't make my friend my man, if that makes any sense. That's just how my mind comprehends it. And you guys are 100% in the way you think. I'm sure there's a lot of like other women that are on the same page, you know what I mean? But like my mind just refuses to comprehend anything past that. Like I definitely agree you should have a
I
friendship
mean,
with your man. Like that's super
yeah, for
important.
sure. I do see it both ways, and more common your way than the way I'm saying it now. I mean, yeah, you can work up, but I think it's most common for sure
Yeah.
that you see them automatically like, oh, I'm attracted to you. Let's see where things go. For sure, that's
Facts.
like 98% of the time, but there are some chances where, yeah, I think a guy can work his way up.
So we're leaving a little bit of hope for the guys in the friend zone. Let's
2%.
pray for
But that's it.
Yo,
So let's
bro.
pray for our options B through Z
Right
no,
now.
literally.
Damn, with that being said, actually, like something that's been coming to my attention a lot lately, like from my friends when we were asking about, you know, like some ideas, what do the people want to hear, you know? Hookup culture. Like, what are our thoughts on hookup culture?
It's messy and horrible and shitty and hell no.
Fucking facts, bro. Yo, dating
Okay, I'm
right
probably
now?
gonna dipshit right now, but like y'all are gonna have to for real explain this to me because I don't understand the whole hookup culture thing.
Okay, so hookup culture is like literally what it means. Like it's, you know, all that people are doing now. There no one's fucking dating. Everybody's just like fucking each other. It's
Everyone's
really
in
ne
situationships, like that's the
every
fucking
it's
new
real
norm.
listen, it's really dirty out in these streets, girl. Like I'm sitting here like, please, somebody come pick me up. I do not like it here. I'm fucking scared, okay?
I'm with you.
Yeah, bro, hookup culture is so, it's like fucking up this generation, fam. Like, imagine there's like new adults coming into this world and this is what they're experiencing. Like, they're not experiencing love. They're not experiencing like friendship. They're not experiencing that bond that you build with people, you know? They're just going through like sharing themselves and like having a big ass fucking energy exchange.
I have a lot to say about this actually, because
Damn, okay.
she said, I beg to differ.
no, I have like, I mean, it
Class
definitely
is
is.
in session.
No, it is ruining like our generation for sure. I feel like whether we like it or not, I feel like especially like culturally and religiously, like how we grew up, it's like weird to us a little bit, but obviously not at the same time because we're American, like we were born and raised
Yeah.
in America. But I feel like especially like in the last couple of years, social media has like such a big impact on everybody, whether we like it or not.
Yo, facts.
And I feel like everybody is so comfortable with being by themselves that they could just go, you know, like hook up with somebody and be okay with it. Because at the end of the day, they know they can provide for themselves. They know they can take care of themselves. They can make themselves happy, you
Yeah.
know, et cetera, et cetera. But like, and I'm not saying like back then, like, oh, nobody was like independent or anything. But I feel like nowadays, especially like from a female perspective, I feel like this whole feminism thing is like blown out of proportion a lot of times.
Is.
And like, I'm all for it, like woman empowerment and everything like that. But at the end of the day, you really have to sit with yourself and ask yourself where all of this feminism stuff started from. It started off from a man. So that should just tell you like what the hell
This
that
ain't it,
means.
Chief. Okay.
And I feel like
Or the
a lot
blue
of
with the boot cut black jeans and the big boots. Or this, the black boots and this. What is that?
let's see the other one. And I
Stop
feel like
fucking talking because if you stop talking, she can edit
sorry.
this part out.
So I feel like a lot of times we under pressure, bro. I feel like
Okay.
social media like has a very, very big impact, like I said before, and a lot of females nowadays were like, oh, well, I can do A, B, and C, and I don't need a man. You know what I mean?
Facts.
So I can, if someone's gonna provide for me, even like temporarily, why not do that? than, you know, sign a paper and be married to somebody that's just gonna make my life, quote unquote, like shitty.
Because listen,
no, for sure. And you know what? That whole thing, like, where girls say guys ain't shit and guys say girls ain't shit, I think also has to do, like, it has a large part to do with it. Because no one wants to commit to each other. They want to use each other for their physical needs and get done with it. Mm-hmm. And well, I think that's where the hookup culture takes a large portion. And it sucks.
100%. And I think that, you know, what's crazy is social media has definitely tricked people, women, especially women, into thinking that being masculine, like, feminism is, like, your feminine energy. But, like, it's not. Like, literally, feminism in the way that it's, like, portrayed right now is literally putting women in their masculine fucking energy, bro. Like, it's hyper-independence. It's telling you don't need a man. It's, like, you having all these thoughts does not make you more of a female. Like, let's be fucking for real, okay? Like, it's really fucking with, like, feminism is not the way that it's not understood the way that it's being construed, if that makes any sense. Does that make sense?
100%, yeah. And I feel like it's kind of, like, forced a lot of women to, like, act a certain way because, like, for instance, like, I'm pretty sure we'll get canceled for this shit, but like,
YOLO.
It's been
Andrew Tate would be so fucking proud right now.
I honestly, I'm not gonna lie. A lot of things that he says is, like, valid, but then again, he is still a shitty person. I'm not gonna lie, but
free the boy.
I feel he's like
being fucking framed, fam.
It's kind of forced us into, like, being so masculine, like you said, that to the point where, like, if we do act, like, very feminine or, like, oh, I want to be, like, I want my husband to be the breadwinner and I'm just going to sit at home and cook him good meals and, like, take care of him and blah, 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 right? I feel like if a female nowadays says that shit, they're going to be, like, frowned upon, like, big time by the community around them. Yeah,
like, you a bitch.
Yeah, and, like, oh, you're going to do something for a man. Like, no, bro, like, that's not even the case because I do get it. Like, okay, especially nowadays, like, men don't know what they want. Especially women, too, bro. We don't know what the fuck we want either, you know?
Facts.
And, like, but I feel like it's so, I guess you can use the word, like, brainwashed. We've been brainwashed to thinking, like, women can do anything a man can do. I'm sorry, but that's just not
the case. I don't want to be that's able not to the case. Do, and yeah, I don't,
to
I
a certain extent, yeah, it's not the case.
Yeah, to a certain extent, for sure, because there's a lot of things that women can do that men can do, 100%, but at the same time, like, I'm sorry, like, if there's, like, freaking a lot, like, whatever you can think of that a man should be doing in the house, right? Like, obviously I could be a breadwinner and my husband could be at home, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm sorry, but no, if a female tells you, like, oh, I'm good, like, I'm happy with taking care of myself and blah, but no, they're not. Deep down, bro, they're miserable as shit, because there's no way a female would be like, oh, I'm good with working all my, like, my whole life, blah, blah, blah.
No, I'm good. Like, I would like to be a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, and that's, like, a straight-up lie. Like, bro, you're lying to yourself, and you're lying to everybody else. Just so
keep me fucking home, please. Yeah, whoever's hearing this, if my husband out there is listening to this, please come get me. I'm ready to stay home.
Look, I agree partially. I mean, personally, me, I think it depends on the woman. Because, yeah, I see you 100%. And I could see that wanting to be me. I guess right now, no, because I'm, you know, not in a relationship or whatever. But, like, the ambitious me, I'd be like, man, I fucking hate that shit. Like, no way.
Mm-hmm. What? Have you ever organized the fridge? That shit is very self-satisfying. Something that I do not get from working and making my own money.
There's a lot of girls. I agree with what Alyssa's saying, too, because there is a lot of, honestly, myself, like, in it, I feel like a lot of times, like, I honestly, especially my mindset right now, I feel like right now, if I was to get married, I don't know how I would feel, because I've been working since 18, right? Like, I don't think I see myself not working, because that's all I've known basically all my life, what? You know? And girl. Like, but no, obviously, like, I want to be at, like, a stay at home. Like, I want to be able to, like, do things for, like, my family, like, for myself, like, whatever. Obviously, yeah, that's my goal. But I'm saying, like, right now, mindset wise, like, I feel like, obviously, I would love that. But I feel like myself, I have to go and do something productive. Like, I have to be doing
something. Yeah.
And, like,
yeah, that's what I mean. Because, like, right now, I'm working my ass off. I have my goals, and I'm almost there, but I don't see my, like, if I were to get in a relationship right now, have kids, I'm not gonna want to stay home. I'm not, like, right now, that's not my mentality, but I do see what you mean. In the future, yeah, for sure. But right now, I'm young. I have aspirations. I'm, working my ass off to get them. So I see both ways.
Yeah, I've done the whole working my ass off, okay? Like, I've worked my ass off since I was 14 years old. I got my dream job. I did everything that I wanted to acquire, like, career-wise. There's still a couple of steps left, you know what I mean? But if I didn't have to take them, I would totally be okay with that. So if I met somebody tomorrow and they were like, "You know what, honey? I just feel like you should just stay home." You know what I would say? I'd be like, "No problem. No problem, babe. I Your call. You sure you want to do this? Okay." Yeah, no, I would not fight. I would not oppose. I would find
I don't
little
think
wins
anyone
in
would.
life.
I don't think anyone would, but I mean, if somebody comes up to you with like $1 million and they're like, "Oh, just sit on your ass," I'm sure everybody would do it. But like, no, and I mean, I'm saying like easy, like if you get all this shit like easy, then yeah, I feel like honestly anybody like would do it. The thing is, like back to like on topic, the whole like
Hookup culture.
masculinity, however you say it thing.
Yeah.
I feel like it's been so embedded in our heads to where even honestly, like even like for myself, I sometimes look back at like people I've looked at as potential spouses, and like they've gave me everything like check marked, right? But I self-sabotage myself because I'm like, no, what if like one day they could just get up and they're like the shittiest person ever? Which in reality,
Can
honestly, like
happen.
no, it happens 100%, but like you can't be afraid to put yourself out there for somebody that's gonna be like is telling you that they're gonna be good for you, right? And then that they're showing you as well. Because I'm sorry, you can't find somebody 100%. And I feel like a lot of people, I'm just putting myself in this scenario because I feel this way. You guys definitely might feel different, or other people as well, like other girls. But I feel like for myself, I've definitely self-sabotaged a lot of good potential people that are willing to actually get married and like provide and like be 50-50, But I think the reason why I've self-sabotaged those things is because I see other people's relationships that did not work out, and it scares the shit out of me. But
100%.
at the same time, like you can't constantly like live in
Their
fear.
shadows or their
Yeah.
mistakes, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, because that's like very unfair to other guys as well. Because honestly, I'm pretty sure guys think the same way, like, oh, what if a girl does this to me, or like this and this, especially like cheating nowadays, like having multiple women, having multiple guys is so normalized now that like everybody's just confused, like literally confused. So, half the time, honestly, I don't blame half these people that say stupid shit because I'm like, it's probably the people you're watching, the people you're hanging out with, because those have a lot
Facts.
of impact. Because if you know that whole saying where they're like, oh, if you have a friend, right, like you'll start to act kind of like them.
Yeah, like
That
you are who your friends are.
exactly. And that's like, honestly, I'm not gonna lie, whenever I was younger, I never understood that. But
Yeah.
now, like getting older, like I
You
definitely
feel
see
it.
that. Yeah.
You feel
'Cause
it.
like
You definitely
I've
feel
been
it.
friends with shitty people, and like that made me a shitty person,
Yeah.
And you don't see it because you're hanging out with these people constantly.
And you
Especially
think
like,
this is normal.
yeah,
They
that's like back
normalize
to the
that
thing,
shitty
like the
behavior.
whole social media thing. We're so like, honestly, think about it. We're with our phones how many times in a day? Literally the
Bro,
whole day. As
the
soon as we
whole
open
fucking
our eyes
day.
to when we close our eyes, we're on our phones, And like
Bro.
we see things like social on Instagram, on Snapchat stories, and like Twitter, all that type of stuff. You see all these people posting like, oh, like how Alyssa said, like men ain't shit, and then like, oh, girls ain't shit, like this and this. Oh, my man did this for me, my man did that for me, but he didn't do this. Like he's so shitty. Like why do we have to frown upon other people's like mistakes and their what's it called? Did I say mistakes?
Yeah.
Their
They're
mistakes and like their flaws, sorry. Their
yeah.
flaws when we don't want that shit to happen to us. Like that's like being a
Yeah.
hypocrite, like to the max. And like,
Well, that just comes down to our own insecurities.
oh
Like, I promise you,
yeah.
that's just an insecurity. 'Cause I remember in like certain relationships where like certain things that would happen, I would see on social media, it would just make me insecure about my own relationship. And I used to like go to my partner at the time and I'd like purposely try to entice an argument out of it just because like I was just in my feelings instead of just seeing it and being like, great for them, like, you know what I mean? My turn's gonna come, you know? Instead of doing that, I was being a hater and I went and like went and took it out on my partner, you know what I mean? So yeah, we definitely self-sabotage, especially when our insecurities kick in. And that's again, it goes back to like being in your masculine energy. We're not created to be in masculine energy. We are women, we're feminine, you know what I mean? So for us to be in that masculine energy, it's like constant flight or fight or flight mode, you know what I mean? We're not made for that shit. We're not made for that shit at all. So it's really hard to kind of like, you know what I mean, navigate through that. Like we self-sabotage in order to cope with that.
Because there's nothing wrong with like a female wanting to provide for herself, because at the end of the day I
No.
feel like I'm saying, whether you're in a relationship, married, whatever, I feel like at the end of the day you're still with yourself, and like
Yeah,
you need
but
to
you
make
better know when
sure,
to turn it on and off. That's the problem.
yeah,
You
you
as
just need
a
to make sure
woman.
you're secure. You need to make sure you're secure
Yeah.
with yourself first, have self-love, and then everything will just fall into place. Because if you, like you said, like your own insecurities can be like literally the death of you. Like you can have the best thing on planet Earth, and just one little thing you look at or see or someone says, you're just like overthinking it, you know? And
Yeah.
I feel like social media has like a big, 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 big impact on that. But it all just depends on how you and your partner like really see things, and put into perspective, and like have good communication, see where things go. And if you want to work all like majority of your life, by all means go ahead and do it. Like, all kudos to you, like good for you. But there's like a lot of girls that are like, oh well, I want to be like the breadwinner and this, and like I don't need no man, and
Get somebody else to do it.
yeah, like okay, that's fine with me, like do that. But also don't shit on men, because not all men are like that too. You can find someone that genuinely wants to just take care of you and want the best for you,
Facts.
and but I feel like that's like the biggest thing nowadays, is like we're just so quick to point fingers and go after each other, when in reality, like, you're this is so ghetto of me, but
What?
like, when they're like, oh, when you point at someone, three fingers are pointing back.
Yeah. Are you pointing?
Yeah, I
You are ghetto.
am. Bro, but I feel like that's like so true. Like, as stupid as that sounds, like it's so true, because like you have to look at yourself before you can look at anybody else. Because if you're a shitty person, exactly what you're attracting. Like,
Yo, bags.
that's exactly what you're attracting. But if
That's a
you
real hard
truly
pill to
like,
swallow,
yeah, but I mean, it everybody to each their own, like you just have to really look at yourself first before you just, go out pointing fingers and like shitting on the opposite gender and like,
though.
stuff
Let
like
me tell
that.
you how
So
bad
watch
our
out.
HD, our ADHD is. Let me tell you. Our fucking subject was hookup culture, and we went into feminine and masculine energy and everything, fam, and how basically, like, everybody sucks. So
No,
I
but
just
that's
want to,
but that
I
has
want to
like at the
circle
end of the
back
day
to
though,
like hookup culture.
that
I just want to
has to do
say,
with that. It has to do with that
yeah.
though, because like that's literally the reason why everybody's just hooking up now, because everybody is so comfortable within themselves that they're like, oh well, I'm just gonna get my needs met, and at the end of the day I don't have to take care of nobody. Like
So like when I started dating, I was pre-hookup culture, right? Because I'm 30, I'm about to be 31. So I was pre-hookup culture, so I got to experience that little bit where like guys were still gentlemen and everyone was still fucking nice and like they pretended they liked you before they tried to like hook up with you. Like I was in that, you know what I mean? And then I got into a relationship and that took up some of that like beginning part of hookup culture, so I didn't get to experience that. I was in a long term, you know? So coming out of that and going right into like hookup culture, bitch, I'm fucking scared.
Slap
It
in
is
the face.
crazy out here. People are fucking feral, fam. Yo, literally, it's crazy. Like, you agree, Alyssa? Because I feel like I heard you agreeing.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, never been in a serious relationship, but I mean, I see it all around me.
It is a
It's
scary thing
wild.
for sure. But again, like what I said, like you have to, be secure with yourself in order to attract secure people, because the energy you give off is the energy you're getting back. Because I'm sorry, like if you're like off topic, but if you're like disrespectful to someone, what do you expect someone else to be to you?
Facts, but
You
like,
know?
fam, like, I don't. Okay, so like, what? Okay, so this will take us into our next topic, which is online dating, right? So, online dating is also like, I think the worst fucking contributor to hookup culture, right? Because people are like fucking swiping left, swiping right, like, whatever. And, some people are just like swiping right on everyone. They're just like trying to talk to anyone, So, you start meeting people and like literally I'm telling you hookup culture is fucking scary because like I don't know how to talk to people anymore. Like I'm meeting these people and like first conversation, boom, they're trying to send you a dick pic. Like what's going on here? Like I don't even know your favorite color. You didn't even tell me when your birthday was and I already know what you look like anatomically. This is fucking scary.
Yeah, it's just, it all goes back to like social media too, bro. Like I feel like this whole like online dating thing, it can definitely work. A lot of I've know a lot of people that have met people on there, and like, but like it all there's just one basis, bro. Like I said it so many times already, like it's what you put out there. Obviously, I mean, not you're not gonna always like put out good and get good, but
Yeah, absolutely not.
at the same time though, like
I've been putting out good
especially
energy and getting crazy. I've been getting a
yeah
lot of crazies.
it also depends on like the dating sites you're on, because like if you're on Tinder, I'm sorry, but like Tinder nowadays, especially in the beginning, yeah, I was like, okay, like let's go on Tinder.
Bro, I'm banned on
It's
Tinder.
trash.
Tinder fucking banned me.
I can't, I'm not gonna lie, I can't do dating sites at all. Like even
Yeah,
the
this shit's
Islamic
fucking
ones, bro,
scary.
even
Those
the
are
Islamic
like worse
ones.
than
It's because
Tinder.
you know why? It's because people aren't like authentic. Like they're not themselves. They're like just a picture that they paint. Like
No, yeah, you can literally be anyone you want behind a screen. Anyone. And that I think that's like what the scariest part of it, all of it is that you can meet someone that's like seems so genuine, like, oh, I'm gonna do this for you, I'm gonna do this for you, da 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 da, like whatever. But you meet them in person and they're the complete opposite. I feel
they're
like the
shit,
biggest
bro.
thing is the way you carry yourself. If you carry yourself as this macho man, like, oh, I'm top shit, like I'm top freaking dog, like whatever, whatever. I'm sorry, but like
Something's
you sound like the
lacking.
dumbest person on planet Earth. But
Yo, something's fucking lacking. If you gotta protrude your like masculinity that hard, yeah, something's lacking. You
see, that's what I'm
probably should
saying.
seek therapy. Depending
But
on the
see,
age, you really need to seek therapy.
honestly, but I agree to that, but then I'm telling you, like, a lot of, I'm not gonna lie, I'm like super passionate about stuff like this, because I feel like men nowadays, like, I hate to freaking say this, you probably will hate me for saying this, but like, I feel like men nowadays have it so hard on themselves, because us as women, like you said, masculinity is like just taking over, bro. Like, and
Yeah.
men have to like one up us. Honestly, as shitty as it sounds, they have to one up us, and then they just sound dumb as shit. But like, why do they have to do that? Why are they in that situation in the first place? I'm not gonna lie, it's because of this whole media shit, like the way people are portraying each other, the way
Oh no,
I'm
it's not
this, I'm
just
that.
social media. It's also how people are fucking raised. Like,
Oh
let's be fucking
yeah.
for real. Let's be for real. Like, we also grew up on social media, but it didn't like definitely like mold our minds to that extreme. It's gotten us in a point where we're constantly comparing things and like, we're looking at dumb shit, we're more impressionable. However, the core values, those really hold true in every person, and that does not get influenced by social media if they're strong, you know what I mean?
No, yeah, but I'm saying, like, I agree with you, like honestly, like I'm gonna say 90%, because
Yeah.
I feel like, yes, obviously, like I'm that's what I'm saying. Like if we look at ourselves, we're like, okay, like we did grow up on like social media, like stuff like that, but we're not as shitty and we're like open-minded. But I'm not gonna lie, for especially like personally speaking, I feel like it took a lot in me to be in this position right now. Like, I had to, like, look past a lot of things, you know, meet different kinds of people, you know, see family-wise, like, you know, everything-wise for me to get where I'm at. A lot of people don't have that. A lot of people, honestly, do not have the influence of being outside of social media. A lot of people, their whole life is phone. And, like, them constantly talking to people online, constantly, you know, meeting up people online and stuff like that. But for us, like, I feel like...
We'd be outside.
Yeah, like, we've been outside. Like, we've actually lived, like, a life, like, that our parents showed us and stuff like that. So, yes, I do agree that in some aspects of it, it is family influence and, like, how you were raised as well. But there's a lot of good parents out there that have taught their kids, you know, the best that they've that they could. But their kid's shitty. It all just depends on how everybody takes it and moves on with it. Because, like I'm saying, like, there's a lot of people that grew up in trauma and they're, like, traumatized. Like, they're the worst people ever. There's a lot of people that grew up with trauma and they're, like, the best people ever. They took that trauma and made it into something beautiful. It all just depends on how you take it. And it is super difficult, honestly, to take something so shitty and make it, like, a pot of gold. Honestly.
Yeah. Because no.
Because someone's going to look at a pile of shit and be like, oh, there's no way I can make this into gold. Like, there's no way. They just give up right then and there. But there's someone that, like, in the back of their head that's like, you know what? I can take this and I can make it into gold. You know what I mean? But it takes so much into someone for them to look at something like that and be like, yeah, I can do it. And I can be different and I can make a difference. And that difference is going to be a good thing for me, for my future, my kids. And it's going to basically make the world a better place. But there's also that whole percentage as well that is like, oh, well, no, I can't, you know, make
this
shitty situation into a good situation, which in reality, honestly, nothing, like, again, like the saying, like, God's not going to put you through something you can't overcome, right?
Thank you.
And, like, a lot of people do not understand that.
But that's because they lack that faith in God or that higher being. Like, they lack that faith. And
at the end of the day, that's all where it roots from. If you don't have a good relationship with, you know, God and with yourself, bro, like, you're just going on a downhill path. Like, honestly. Because those are the two main things that, like, you need to really, really have, like, a good base on for you to grow anything out of it. Like,
I really, like, I want to piggyback on that because, like, I'm going to share something with you on that. It's really crazy to me. Like, when I think about going through the shittiest time of my life, it was when my dad died, right? That was, like, probably the darkest day of my fucking life. And I could not imagine another bright day coming along, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, that was the opportunity for me to just be like, whoa, like, I could either let this break me or I could let this make me. And that was one of the first times in my entire life, in 30 years of my existence on this earth, where I saw something that completely broke me and picked up the pieces instantaneously, because I knew I was not going to allow that to take me down. You know what I mean? I found that gold in the shitty pile, you know?
Exactly. And
it's really hard to come to that. Like, it really is. It's something that, like, a lot of people, I can see why it breaks them, you know? Mm-hmm. But I'm grateful because I had the support of, like, really, like, my family. Like, we came together, like, really, 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 really well, you know? And I was able to lean on them. And I have a really fucking amazing support system in my best friend, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, I was able to find that gold. So I think some people that shitty fucking times, they don't have that support system to make them see the gold underneath all that pile of shit.
Yeah.
And it's definitely important to have that faith in God, because I think that's the most important, like, support system you can have. But, you know, I think when you have that faith in God, God will always provide you a physical support system as well on this earth.
100%, yeah.
But yeah, I'm so sad to have to share that, something so heavy, when we're talking about hookup culture. But it really did pertain to where we were.
No, 100%. Like, everybody goes through their own battle. It's just how you decide to come out of it as. Because, like, you took, you know, such a, like, a sad thing. Because if you think about it, bro, we're all going in one direction, bro, whether we like it or not. And, like, there's a lot of people that will take death and they'll, like, in a family, like, a close relative or a friend. And, you know, they'll just ruin their life over that. But there are people like you that, you know, took that and you're like, you know what? I'm gonna be better and I'm gonna keep on living for my dad And I'm going to make sure that, like, he's proud and that I'm not in, like, this whole, like, walking around with a cloud over me, you know?
Facts.
And so, but then again, like, that's the way you took it. There's a lot of people that look at death and, like, you know, as, like, that's, like, the biggest thing, like, a human can go through, honestly, is death. And a lot of people, I've met people that, like, have gone through that and they're, like, in really, really bad place in life. Like, a really bad place in life. But if you have security within yourself and you have, you know, love within yourself and the whole basis with God as well, there's nothing that can, you know, turn you and make you depressed or, you know, stuff like that. Like, where you're just
constantly... that saying where God only tests those who he loves, you know?
Exactly. And if you're not being tested, honey, you ain't loved.
You should be scared.
But
yeah,
that's a topic we'll get into another day. But I feel like that topic is like a very, very good topic, especially with nowadays, like the youth and everything, with religion. A lot of people claim, you know, whatever religion and stuff like that, but it's just a whole different topic.
100%.
But yeah, like the whole thing on hookup culture, I feel like it's super shitty, and that shouldn't be a norm at all. And a lot of people are trying to make it normal.
Have you guys gone on any like online dates, like with people that you met online? Done any online dating, Alyssa? You've been real quiet.
No, hell no. Yeah. I'm count me out. I don't do that. And I specifically for that reason, I don't think you get to know someone like how they truly are, and I think you see a version of them online. Because even the same shit with texting, like you can text someone so much, and you don't really
know them.
Yeah. So personally, it's not my forte. That ain't for me. I don't know how people do it, and
it's worked for people. Personally,
I
myself,
mean, I've experienced some success from it. You know.
Yeah. But what's like your whole like idea behind it? You think it's like something that it does work and you should do it?
I mean, I think it can work
under certain circumstances.
Yeah, people's intentions have to be pure, and you know, you don't always see that nowadays, and that's the sucky part, and you know, that's what we're talking about. But I think it can work. I just for me personally, it's not it. Like, it hasn't worked in the past for me, and I don't see it going anywhere. You know, it's hard to see, like, an online, I don't know, it's hard to see online dating going somewhere for me.
No, I agree.
I feel like it's, so, like, here's where I advocate for it, okay? So, like, for example, I live in, like, a suburban little town in Pennsylvania, okay? So, the probability of me meeting a nice Arab Muslim man is like slim to none, considering all of them are like my family friends. You know what I mean? So that like literally limits my chances. When I go out, I'm out with my friends. I'm not there to meet guys. You know what I mean? When I travel, I'm not going to different states with the intention of like meeting somebody. You know what I mean? So it's like for me, my options of like meeting somebody nice that's within my culture, same religion, we share certain like similar backgrounds and stuff like that, I have to like resort to online dating. You know what I mean? Because like the probability is slim to none of me walking into like a place and you know, meeting somebody that I could vibe with.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it can work. Definitely on intentions of on yourself and that person. Personally, my experience wise, I don't think I've ever really online dated anyone. I've talked to people, and this was when I was like super, super young and dumb. but like now I think I'm on the same page as Alyssa. Do not have like the mental capacity to like keep up with somebody on the phone 24/7, and especially if you're like a busy person, this other person's a busy person. Low key though, as much as you hate to say it, like it is very, very time consuming, especially if your whole intention on, you know, talking to this person is to get to know them, to marry them. I feel like that's super hard because, like Alyssa said, like, they're only showing you one side of it.
One side.
You still don't know how this person carries them in real life.
But you're not committing to, like, a ring. You're just committing to getting to know somebody going out, like, and then you meet the person, and then you link with the person. You
but we're saying, like,
yeah, that, no, that's not, dating. Yeah, so I'm saying online dating, like, you're meeting the person, like, first time meeting them online, you want to see where things go, you meet them in person. Like, I don't see those types of relationships or those types of, like, meet and greets, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I don't see them going anywhere. But, like, what you're saying, yeah, you meet somebody, you get to know them over the phone, whatever. That, okay, I feel like that's different because you get to see how they are in person, and then you know how they, like, I don't know how to explain
it. Well, how long do you think, how long would you, like, so for me, for example, if I'm talking to somebody I met online, right? I would probably want to, especially if they're in my area, if I'm genuinely interested in them, I'd probably want to meet within, like, the first week to see them in person before I give them any more of my time.
Yeah,
for sure. You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't
think that... What about somebody, like, in a different state or, like, a couple hours away? Because...
Man, you'd have to, like, blow me away in the conversation for me to, like, maintain a long-term, like, conversation with you until I can meet you. Like, if I have to wait a month to meet you, you have to be fucking impeccable, bro.
Yeah. I feel like a month is all I'm going to give to somebody online that lives far away.
Yeah.
And then after that, you need to come meet, talk, and then see where it goes. And then, like, know what each timeline, like, what is your timeline on getting married or whatever, whatever. And the same thing with the other person. Because, honestly, for me, I feel like, and I know we've had this conversation, like, sidebar out of this, like, I'm so serious, like, when I tell you that there's a lot of people I've had this conversation with that are like, oh, you're crazy. Like, hell no. But honestly, 6 months max, that's all you're getting. And then you gotta be engaged, fam. Or married by
No, you know what? I agree with you. That's a fucking valid point. Because if not, you're wasting time.
No, I feel like now that I'm 30, I agree with you. Prior to 30, I probably wouldn't agree with you. Just because I know that it takes more than 6 months for me to know the real you. For me to, like, get engaged and introduce you to my family. Because imagine you do this every fucking 6 months.
Okay, I don't know. Engagement, that's a big step. But, like, yeah, I guess.
No, and...
That's a hard take.
Yeah, to a lot of people. And, like, when you say it out loud, yeah, it does sound freaking crazy. But, like, if you... if you've met this person, like, let's say you meet this person online, right? Mm-hmm. And they live far away. Within a month, you meet them, you see how they are, you know, meet them a couple more times. I feel like, honestly, you should just know by then. Like, especially if you're having these conversations, like, what you want in life after marriage, or, you know, what you want.
Yeah, like, do you actually choose this person?
Yeah, okay. In the 6 months, what you mean. In the 6 months, bro, if you're just hanging out, just lollygagging, honestly, obviously, I'm not gonna be like, oh, yeah, like, let's get married in 6 months, bro. Like, I'm in a timeline. Hell no. Like, I wouldn't do that either. That, like, you'd be deaf, dumb, and blind for doing that. But, like, if you meet somebody within the month, you hang out a couple times, and you genuinely, like, exactly, and they know everything about you, as in, like, what you want in life, and it's matching up with what they want, why wouldn't you want to marry the person? Like, it's just a waste of time. Obviously, you're not going to be like, oh, engaged, and then, like, oh, it's not going to work out after the engagement. I already introduced you to, like, half my family, and now I'm going to go talk to somebody else for 6 months. Like, that's some stupid shit. First of all, I wouldn't do that. I would give myself another 6 months to find somebody else. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, it is super freaking scary to, like, honestly, sometimes I scare myself for even thinking like that, because I'm like, holy shit, like, that's 6 months, especially nowadays, flies by, bro. Like,
we're already at the end of fucking January.
Yeah, and, like, and yeah, definitely. But I feel like, again, like, the whole, like, culture aspect, religion aspect, and all that stuff. Like, I'm telling you, if you talked to me about this, like, 3 years ago, I would have been like, yeah, I'll date this guy for, like, or talk to this guy for, like, 2 years, 3 years, or whatever. Okay, but, like, bro, we're all getting older, and even, like, younger generations, bro, like, I'm not kidding, if I thought like this whenever I was, like, 20, 21, I probably would have been married by now, honestly.
Facts.
And like a lot of like I said again, like to each their own, everybody thinks differently and you have your own time frame. You have to go through things in life to really understand what you want in your life to fulfill your life. Cause right now, and especially like in our religion, bro, like we're like, oh, we're basically living like half a life. We have to complete it with the other person. And like that's like a big thing as well for us. But that's culturally speaking.
But you know, obviously, that's not possible.
Yeah, 100%.
Women, there's like more women. No, like seriously, scientifically speaking, there's like two for one. Two women for one man. I'm serious. Like,
yeah.
We're dominating right now.
That's what I'm saying. But like.
So some of y'all bitches got to sit this one out.
No, for real. But like, it's a big subject to talk about, honestly, in just like a short time frame. Like, it's a big subject. But honestly, personally, myself speaking, 6 months, fam, other than that, if you don't know you're gonna marry me or that you don't want something serious with me, then just walk out. Like, I don't need
your nothing. Inner Canada just came the fuck out.
Sorry.
It's okay, but, Toronto.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't have I'm telling you right now, in this past like maybe year, 2 years, almost 2 years, I have not talked to somebody seriously in so long. And like, because I've obviously, like, you know, personally, like, you go through shit, like whatever, but I feel like for myself, genuinely, like if I do talk to someone serious this year, next year, whatever year, that 6 months, fam, that's all you're getting. That's it.
No, I agree with you. After doing my little bid, I think I can't exceed 6 months. Like, we can date for 6 months. If at 6 months you don't see yourself marrying me, you don't see yourself moving forward, then it's time for you to dip. Like,
bro, not even dating in 6 months, bro. Like, you can even put the whole dating aside. Like, get to know someone genuine, no strings attached. Like,
that's what I'm obviously saying. Like
exclusive, but like, don't go messing around. But yeah, like, especially like after, I feel like after 2 months, bro, like it should just be exclusive from then on. If you want to take the whole thing as like, oh, I'm dating you, then okay, so be it. But at the same time, honestly, like if I'm going to be completely honest, for me, that whole 6 months, I'm probably going to, in the back of my head, be like, okay, this might not work out. I'm still giving myself a 50-50 chance. I'm not going to sit here and waste 6 months of my life. And I'm not saying like per se, like, oh, I'm going to be talking to like four other guys, you know? But like,
only two other guys is cool.
Yeah, like you have to like you know, you just have to, I don't know, you just have to really be in a mindset where like you meet somebody that's willing to think the same way. But
I'll commit for 6 months. I'll be a good person for 6 months and not talk to other people and be real loyal.
Yeah.
Shout out to my ex for teaching me loyalty. But no one other than that could ever do it.
But yeah, that's basically where we should just end this, because I feel like honestly we could go on and on about this topic, because like I said, it is a huge topic, and I mean you honestly couldn't even not talk about this for like, you could probably talk about this for days, honestly. But
100%.
But yeah, there is a lot of people, they're different. I personally could not be with somebody for 5-6 years and then be like, oh, are you gonna marry me or not? Because like, what if it doesn't work out?
It doesn't.
Yeah, like, what if it doesn't work out? And on top of that, bro, you're already married. Like, why does it matter now? Like, F the ring part of it. Like, you're already married. 5-6 years, come on, bro.
Yeah, like, I think people just get used to being in, like, you know, day-to-day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you forget.
Bro, it's just being comfortable. When you're comfortable, that's like the worst thing for
you.
It's
complacency. Yep. Like just being completely complacent. Yep. Like
when you become comfortable, that's like the shittiest thing you could do with yourself, honestly. Yeah.
No, I felt that 100%. I'm with you on that.
All right, guys. Well, I hope you liked our podcast.
I love that.
Like, comment, and share.
Yeah, all right.
This is probably the most problematic podcast right now.
Nah, but whoever listens to this, honestly, I feel like we need guys' inputs as well, because I feel like that would be a very good, you know, discussion to have
to bring up in our next podcast.
Yeah, definitely. And if y'all have any ideas,
and whoever listened to this long ass podcast, I fucking give y'all props, because that's a long first podcast.
Yeah, it is
a good one.
We killed that shit. Love you guys.
Love you,
XO. Oh.